Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, Laura. My name is Eric. I really appreciate listening to your show and all the great information you give. I did have one question regarding a contribution to my Roth IRA. Does it really make a difference if I do the contribution each month or if I just do one lump sum per year? What I've been doing in the past is like in January, February, I've got the money. So I just go ahead and make the contribution and let the money sit all year long. Others have argued I should wait and buy just each month an equal contribution so I can take advantage of dollar cost averaging. I'm just wondering, since I've got another 10 to 15 years since retirement, does it really make a difference if I just do the lump sum once a year, or should I really be doing the dollar cost averaging monthly? Thanks so much again.
Eric, thank you so much for your great question. This podcast will answer it by reviewing what dollar cost averaging is, pros and cons, and how it compares to investing a lump sum. Hey, friends, thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, an author, spokesperson, and money speaker who's been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. Don't forget, in each podcast description, you'll find a link to its transcript and other ways to connect with me. If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a venture or doing side work, don't miss my latest book. It's called Money Smart Solopreneur, a personal finance system for freelancers, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. It was an Amazon number one new release, and you can find it as a book, ebook, and audiobook. I'm also the founder of The Money Stack, a weekly newsletter and community helping you build your bank account on your terms. It's a really great community based on a weekly newsletter that includes each week's Money Girl podcast. I offer lots of tips, tools, things going on in the news, things I enjoy, and invitations to live educational events and the video replays. I'd love for you to sign up for free at lauradadams.com. And if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, that is definitely the best way to ensure you never miss a weekly episode. And of course, I always love getting your money questions and comments. You can do what Eric did and record your question on our voicemail line at 302-364-0308. I look forward to hearing from you. All right, so let's talk about dollar cost averaging, or DCA. So as Eric mentioned, dollar cost averaging is investing a consistent amount at regular intervals. It could be monthly or bi-monthly or even quarterly. It's most commonly used for relatively volatile investments like index, mutual, and exchange traded funds, where the price could be vastly different every time you intend to buy more shares. And if this sounds familiar, well, if you're enrolled in a workplace retirement plan like a 401k or 403b, and you've got a flat amount or a percentage of your paycheck that's getting contributed to that account, you are already dollar cost averaging. Maybe you didn't even realize it was called that. But what if you're like Eric and you have extra cash to invest in an individual retirement account or maybe in a self-employed retirement plan or a brokerage? You can invest it all at once or gradually by dollar cost averaging. So let me give you an example. Let's say you want to max out an IRA for 2024. This year, you can contribute $7,000 or $8,000 if you're over 50, and you've got until April 15 of the next year, 2025, to make that contribution. So let's say you're under 50 and you're like Eric and you've got $7,000. Well, you could go ahead and contribute all of it, just like Eric is considering. However, perhaps you don't want to risk investing it all at once. Instead, you could invest a steady amount, like $583 monthly. Now, let's say your investment is a mutual fund and it's trading at $10 a share. By purchasing $583 of the fund, you would buy about 58 shares. But if the fund increases to $12 the following month, you would buy 48 shares with that same amount of money. And then if the price falls to $8 a share the following month, you would actually get to buy 73 shares. So how does this benefit you? Well, by sticking to a dollar cost averaging strategy over the long term, you may cut the risk of market volatility. It helps smooth out how market fluctuations can affect your investment portfolio, making you less vulnerable to bad market timing. In other words, if you invest a lump sum when a fund's price is at an all-time high, you're going to lose money and never have the chance to recover. Plus, dollar cost averaging can certainly be easier on your budget if you typically don't have excess cash to spend. It can also make investing less emotional if you're more focused on how much to invest rather than on the price of an investment from week to week or month to month. Once you choose an investment, it doesn't matter what its price is because you regularly buy it, whether it's up or down. I also like how a dollar cost averaging strategy allows you to automate investing, keeping you on a predetermined schedule. That's a great way to make investing a habit you will likely continue even when an investment's value drops. Instead, when a price falls, you're going to see it as a chance to buy even more shares. In general, dollar cost averaging is best for investors with a long time horizon who don't have a large lump sum to invest or even want to worry about timing the market correctly, which is virtually impossible. You don't need any experience or expertise to implement a dollar cost averaging investment strategy.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Those are the main upsides. Let's talk about the downsides. I think the main downside of a dollar cost averaging strategy is that you could miss out on a huge increase in an investment's price compared to making a lump sum investment. Also, since the market generally rises over time, you could argue that investing a large amount earlier is better than investing smaller amounts over a long period. In general, when the stock market is flat or declines, you'll likely come out ahead with a dollar cost averaging strategy. However, when the market goes up, dollar cost averaging could be a disadvantage. Also, it doesn't remove all investing risk. You still have to identify suitable investments based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. So let's get back to Eric's question about whether he should make a lump sum Roth IRA contribution and max it out now. Eric, since the amount you plan to invest is relatively small, it's either $7,000 or $8,000, and the market is generally doing well right now, if I were you, I would actually max out your IRA with a lump sum contribution. I think there are a lot of benefits just to going ahead and getting it done when you have the money. However, I would favor a dollar cost averaging strategy if you had just won the lottery, and let's say you had tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest. Knowing that you've maxed out your account can give you peace of mind that you've accomplished a really great, significant financial goal and just kind of, you know, gotten it off your plate. Also, investing the $7,000 or $8,000 now could prevent you from spending that money on something else later on. So, Eric, I hope that is helpful. Thanks again for your question. If you're enjoying Money Girl, please rate and review the show in your podcast app to let us know you're getting value from each weekly episode. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Gaitchis. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.